Layout of the orbit speak. The orbit speak is a small rectangle about the size of your average smartphone, although a bit thicker. Let's start with the easiest parts first. If you turn it over so that the keys are facing down, you'll find that the back is pretty much flat. There are four little rubber feet on the unit, and there is a label with your serial number. And that's pretty much all there is on the bottom. There is not a user-replaceable battery, so there is no receptacle for such. Turning over the unit, I would like you to position it for the sake of learning so that we're kind of all on the same page, so that the power button and the headphone jack are on the left. So the power button is distinguished by a ring around it, and the button itself has a dot in the center, and that will be sort of in the upper left when you have the unit oriented. The long side of the rectangle is facing you, so the power button is on the upper left, and then below it is a standard headphone jack. If you move your fingers around to the lower left-hand corner of the unit, you're going to find two holes, and one of them is on the left side. The other one is on the top of the unit, so close to the left edge that it kind of looks like it's falling off the left edge. You'll also find a set of matching holes in the lower right-hand corner of the unit. These are so that you can attach a lanyard to the unit. And you can either use the type of lanyard with the small strings that you put through these holes, or you can use a lanyard with hooks. Either one will work nicely. In between the lower left and the lower right-hand corner, but closer to the right-hand side on the long edge of the rectangle that's closest to you, you will find a slot which holds an SD card. Removing and inserting the SD card is pretty straightforward. You press on the SD card if it's already inserted, and many people press with a fingernail, and you press in until you hear a small snap. It's kind of spring-loaded, and it will come partially out, and then you can grasp it between your thumb and finger and pull it out. If you are inserting the SD card, you want to find the little ridges on the SD card. For some reason, these are commonly known as fingers, and you want the fingers to be facing up, and you want them to be farthest from you. So they are what is going first into the SD card slot. You'll push it in, and about a quarter of an inch before it goes all the way in, you're going to meet a little bit of resistance. So you just push with your finger or fingernail, and you'll hear it and feel it snap into place. The top long edge of the unit doesn't have anything on it. And as we said before, one of the sets of attachment points are on the lower right-hand corner of the right edge. Above those, near the upper right-hand corner, is a small rectangular hole. This is a charging port for a USB-C cable. USB-C is really great because it's being used in lots of different kinds of devices. And the nice thing for us is that you don't have to put it in a certain way when you charge a unit. It can go in either way. It's not like micro USB where it only would fit one way. Of course, you want to still treat it with care when you're plugging it in. You don't want to shove it so forcefully that you create problems. So now what remains is to look at the top face of the orbit speak. Let me tell you also that the unit is black and the keys are white. On the right, between the two rows of keys, you may or may not be able to feel something there tactily. This is just writing that says Orbit Speak, you don't necessarily need to know that it's there. But if you feel it and you're curious about what it is, that is what it is. On the left side between the two rows of keys, you're going to feel a few vertical ridges. And this is the speaker for the Orbit Speak. Now, let's start closest to you, and we'll go from left to right. On the very left, you're going to find a set of two oval keys. These are smaller, and they're shaped differently than the other keys. These are referred to as function keys. And so these first two keys are labeled F1 and F2. Pressing F1, the key on the far left, lowers the volume. Pressing F2, the key directly to its right, raises the volume. If we proceed along the row of keys, we're going to come to a larger oval key. And this is .7. This can be used for various character entry when you are entering computer Braille. A discussion of Braille and computer Braille is a little outside the scope of this tutorial, so I would recommend that you check online resources for computer Braille code and how to enter it. The next key is a larger key. It's long, and that's your space bar. To the right of that is your .8 key, and that's another oval. Then, before we finish out this row, there are two oval keys on the lower right. The left of these two is labeled F3, or function 3, and the one to its right is function 4. As of the time of recording, the exact uses for these keys have not yet been determined, so you'll want to check updates to find out what these keys do. Above the first row of keys, you're going to find a circular configuration of keys. This is also directly above the space bar. I feel like it is ever so slightly below the top row of keys, which is why I'm covering it separately. This is a fairly standard cursor cross. So if you've seen the Orbit Reader or the Orbit Writer, or even many remote controls for televisions, this should be fairly familiar to you. As I said, it's kind of a circular configuration. The button in the center is sort of for OK or confirm. It's a small round button. And then there are four other buttons. Each one has a line on it so that you can easily differentiate one from another. And the locations of these are fairly self-explanatory. The up arrow is on the top. The down arrow is the bottom button below the confirm or OK key. The left arrow is on the left. And naturally, the right arrow is on the right. Finally, let's take a look at the top row of keys. If you've ever used a Perkins Braille Writer or a Braille Note Taker, this layout should be relatively familiar to you. If you place your fingers so that you have one index finger on each key, and you also are able to put ring and middle fingers on the other keys, you'll find that .1 is under your left index finger. .2 would be under your left middle finger, and .3 would be under your left ring finger. The three buttons to the right of the cursor cross also are arranged in logical order. Again, if you put your three fingers on them, you'll find that your index finger is on .4, your middle finger is on .5, and your ring finger is on .6.